טוב, so we're learning הלכות התפילין בעזרת השם. Me and Yaakov, and whoever else wants to start, join us.
What's up, baby?
In this huge, full room. What? Take it, טוב, and we're talking about הלכות התפילין.
As I said, one day at a time.
בדיוק, every day is a special day.
Oh, as we said with Talis, you need to get a good heksher when you're buying it, and also know who you're buying it from.
Right, and tefillin are even more critical to know who you're buying it from.
Because I have a horror story for you. I went and bought tefillin from a reputable, quote, major bookstore in Fairfax, L.A., and it turned out that they were not square.
Tefillin? Or?
Yeah.
Tefillin.
Tefillin.
There's a lot of problems with tefillin. Square is one of the problems, and who wrote them was one of the problems.
They didn't even have to open it up. They just looked at it. Of course, with my limited vision, I couldn't tell.
So, Hestech Adas, when your person has tefillin on him, he cannot have any Hestech Adas, which means he cannot have any removal of his mind from tefillin. There's only two times during the time of tefillin aron, which he's allowed to have his tichadat, but he's telling not to think about the tefillin. His tichadat means removal of the mind, meaning not to focus on that. That is, when if he's had tefillin on when he's learning Torah, he doesn't have to think about the tefillin. He can think about the Torah that he's learning, and when he's praying, also he is playing Shmoneh Esreh. Also, he does not have to focus on the tefillin. Has to focus on his davening. Some people, but during the rest of davening, you should always think that's why by Ashrei we kiss tefillin, and by Kriyat Shema, always to remind ourselves, and beginning of Yotzeroh, always to remind ourselves that we have a tefillin on us, not to remove our mind from the tefillin. Some people even have a little notice which has on the tefillin, and they, every page they switch from the Siddur, they keep it on that page. No, they just remind themselves that they have tefillin on it. A little piece of paper that says on it's tefillin.
And they need someone to remind them that they have a paper there also.
No, it's always in front of them. I mean, they're reading the Siddur. Okay.
And the whole Shmoneh Esreh, you never do it.
You remember the whole thing. You're not supposed to think about the tefillin during Shmoneh Esreh.
With every week, you're supposed to be knowing that you're wearing
tefillin. Yeah. But during Shmoneh Esreh, you don't have to think about the tefillin at all. Just about the Shmoneh Esreh, and also if you learn Torah with tefillin in your head.
This is the reason why people don't, these days don't
really
wear tefillin the whole day.
Because they cannot focus.
You can't focus.
Nachon. Very good. Exactly. Now, what about doing business with the tefillin on you?
Right?
So, it's better not to do it. If you do little things, fine. But still, you can write something. Talk on the phone, a short conversation with tefillin, no nora.
Then it comes with you.
Not to do forget about the tefillin, do whatever you want. Yeah. And it's good every time you remember, say, oh, I have tefillin. Just to touch them and give them a kiss. And how do you take off tefillin? First of all, when do you take off tefillin?
After the last.
After Aleinu, the Shabbat.
After the Kaddish, after
Aleinu. After Aleinu. After the Kaddish, after Aleinu. Because according to Sfarim, there's no Kaddish after Aleinu. Yeah, so after the Kaddish. But if a person is in a rush, right, he has to go, it's winter, the Nate now is finishing, Davni is finishing by 7:30, his wife wants him home by 7:30, you have to get at the kids, da-da-da. So he can't wait so long, he can't have problems at home, what is he going to do? Then, he can take it off after Uvad Etzion. After Uvad Etzion, he can take it off to fill in.
Before Kaddish or after
before, Kaddish? Even before Kaddish, you can take them off. He can finish and then go off.
This
is the deal. Okay, if you have a situation. Now, how do you take off tefillin? First, you take off tefillin, shed, rosh, and tefillin, shed, yad. But first, okay. The recording is not going to work well if they hear both of us. If you want, you could say it now. So, First we took out Tefillin Shel Rosh, and then the Tefillin on the hand, and then Tefillin Shel Yad. But first thing we do is we take off the Tefillin from the hand, from the palm of the hand, from the fingers, and from the hand, palm of the hand. And then with our left hand, we remove the Tefillin Shel Rosh to show that it's heavy on us. That's why we use the left hand, the weaker hand. Yes, the head that's wearing the Tefillin. With that, you take off the Tefillin. Right? And afterwards, yeah, and afterwards you take off Tefillin Shel Yad.
So you don't use both hands?
To hold the box, what are you going to use both hands for?
Yeah.
You can't. How can you use both hands? What way are you going to take it off now? You should. It's good to use your left hand. It's not available to use the right hand.
Oh,
it's good to use your left hand because it's like, it shows, or so the talis, take off the left hand. Or if you're righty, if you're lefty with your right hand, show that it's hard on you. The minhag is to kiss the tefillin when you take them out of the box, when you put them back into the box, to give a kiss to the tefillin, to give a kiss to the keshel.
The minhag.
It's a good thing to do.
You don't want to get it too wet, and then it gets damaged. Every time you give it too many kisses a day,
the setup. Now, there's a mitzvah for you, if you're able to wrap the tefillin. To wrap the straps and to put it in the bag, not to give it to someone else to do it. Even if you're a big rebbe or whatever, no, the mitzvah is for you to do it. It's the same mitzvah like rolling a sefer Torah. It's a big mitzvah.
If I lend my tefillin to someone,
no,
am I allowed to tell them that I want to wrap it because I like to wrap it a certain way?
Oh, yeah, of course, but
or like I'm taking away.
No, no, that's yours. Now, if the tefillin are wet from the mikveh, from sweat, it's a hot day, whatever, or you dab it really hard, not the bottom I'm talking about, then don't put them away right away. Put them upside down, not completely, because they're sitting on the side of that, just so they dry a little bit, and then, yeah. There's no bracha when you take off the tefillin. There's a minhag, even by tefillin shel yad, to wrap them, to put the wraps on both sides. It's a minhag. I don't have to do it. I don't do it. What's a minhag?
I used to always do it on the side, and then I switched.
Why do you do that too?
So sorry you're doing it, and I said that.
Why? Is the reason. There's a story with there was a guy, there was a time in the Romans that they did not let to put on tefillin. If someone put on tefillin, they could kill him.
That's not the set.
There's a guy who wore tefillin, and the soldier saw him, he was running after him, and he ran away, he wore tefillin in the middle of the street. He's running, and he took off his tefillin as he's running and held it in his hand. And the guy asked, and the soldier caught him and said, "What do you have in your hands?" "Nothing." "What do you have in your hands? Open your hands." "Just have wings of a dove." "Really? Show me." He opened and he had wings of doves in his hands. A miracle happened to him. So when he put the two, it looks like Kiru has two wings.
When was this?
The time of the Romans.
Did the soldier get a bird? Yeah. Now you don't have food anymore.
It's written in the Gemara and Shabbos.
Did it turn back into stone after?
Maybe, I don't know, it didn't say that.
I think it's pasal, I mean, you use the bird in the
time. It's asul. To take off the tefillin in front of the face of your Rebbe. So what you do, you turn away, or you go to this side. Or you just still take off the tefillin in front of an open Sefer Torah. What do? You go to the side.
But that's the reason why you put on both sides, because of the dove?
Okay. So me not.
What, the weird?
Okay. We know that on Rosh Chodesh, we don't wear tefillin by Musaf. Because the month, the covenant of the month is a covenant between us and Hashem, and the tefillin are a covenant between us and Hashem. There's no two covenants at once. That's the reason why Shabbos we don't put on tefillin, because Shabbos is a covenant from us to Hashem, between us and Hashem, and therefore you don't put on tefillin.
So how can some people put on Chol HaMoed?
It's Chol HaMoed, some people put on, ma havaya?
There's Musaf.
No, they just put it home after davening. And chutz tara doesn't do But if someone did daven musaf with tefillin, does not have to daven again.
Well, the reason for Shabbos is because
Shabbos is a covenant. It's an ot, and also tefillin is an ot. You don't have two otot. You don't.
By Yom Tov,
that's not.
It's not also.
Yom Tov, yeah. Chalamayid is different minagim. The pasuk and ma'aseh is the machlokes. And now he saw no one puts on tefillin. If he does, he does it at home. No one puts a tefillin here in the tzibur. How do you put the tefillin back in the bag? Some say you should have a long bag and narrow, and put the tefillin and shirosh in the inside part and tefillin on the outside part, so you meet first the tefillin. Some say you put the rosh on the right because it's more important. לא רופא, הילר. אני הולך להילר.
Yesterday I got to stay in your shoe.
What, the
15-minute
shoe that I gave?
I didn't have to.
Oh,
I forgot
to say.
Now
I... come on time, אני מובי.
Whatever
you mean is wisdom? Yeah, that's even more.
Huh?
Come on time, אני מובי. That's a shot in the shoot.
Yeah.
Whatever you put on it, however you put the tefillin back in your bag, in the bag, it should be a kavua way so you don't get confused and you reach to the tefillin shayat first. You understand? If you have tefillin Rashi and tefillin Avinu Tam, you should put it in two separate bags. They don't get confused between the two. When is the time that you could actually put on tefillin? Okay? The earliest time is when you could see a friend that you know him not very well, but not at all. You know him a little bit. And the distance is 4 amos. So today it's hard to calculate that way. Because there's lights. There's electricity. So what would one do? What could you do? You could look at the calendar. And it's about 15 minutes before Nates, before sunrise. Some say an hour before sunrise, you could already put on tablet and tefillin. If someone put it on too early and then it became day, so he doesn't have to take them off and put it back on, just makes the bracha afterwards in the right time. The Arizal was very careful to make sure to take off his tefillin before Shkia. Some people have had it now, as long as they leave it till after Shkia, but the Arizal was very makpid, very particular about taking them off before Shkia. In Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's asur to put on tefillin. We explained already why. Okay. Chol HaMoed, Ashkenazim, Sephardim don't put on tefillin at all. Ashkenazim, some, in Chutz La'aret, some put them on. But in Eretz Yisrael, no one puts on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So we don't in Eretz Yisrael. If someone needs to, if it's a minhag, if it's parents or whatever, does it privately at home without a bracha, of course. I know people put it on at home without a bracha. But they don't put it on in public. Now, if it's a suit to fast gas when you have tefillin on you, if it's going to smell. But if you know you have gas that is not going to smell, if you know yourself, so you're allowed to fast gas. But if you know it's going to smell, it's a suit to fast gas with tefillin. Therefore, if you know you have a stomach problem, you have a stomach ache, and you're passing gas a lot now, and it smells, so don't put on tefillin. And only by a few minutes, hold yourself in it, and put on your tefillin by then, and take them off right away. And if he sees he cannot, so only for kriyashma. At least kriyashma has tefillin on him. Someone is an oinen, meaning someone who has one of the several relatives which is not buried yet, at the time that he's not buried, he does not put on tefillin that day at all. In Avel, and also in Avel, on the first day, also does not put on tefillin. usually goes together. You bury the dead. You don't put on tefillin that day anymore. Anyways.
You going with them or not?
Sure. What am I doing here?
I'm done. Thank you. I just heard like half of it.
What?
I heard like half of it.
Oh, by myself.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do some shopping. Thank you. I didn't want to stay here in the house.
You're in the field. You feel.
I came far. And I was 6 months on her. Gotta continue growing.
Kaltiyeh basadeh. If someone, the halacha, that if someone heard within 30 days that someone died, he heard that his relative died, after the burial, of course. So that day that he heard, he had to say Shiva, by the way. But that day that he heard, he does not put on tefillin. But if someone hears Shmuel Chuka, he hears after 30 days that someone from his family died, so the halacha is that he has to sit Shiva only for 1 hour. And of course he has to put on tefillin that day. If someone who one of his relatives died during Chag or Chol HaMoed, yeah, so in the days of the Avelus start only after Chol HaMoed, he puts on tefillin already for the first day of the Avelus. The reason why you don't put a tefillin the first day of the Avelus is because a person usually is so, his mind is so distracted by the morning that he won't be able to focus on the tefillin that's on his head on the first day. A kid, if he's under 13, his father should buy him tefillin and the closest bar mitzvah, chinuch. But Rabbeinu said that his minhag was, He said that this custom should be that one should put a tefillin only at the bar mitzvah, not before. That's the meaning of Rabbein. First, when he has tefillin on his head, he has to be very careful not to have any bad thoughts of women and lust for women. Never, but especially not when he has tefillin on him. And if he's not able, he's so totally contaminated and filthy in his head. He has to wait until he's clean his mind. Only then he can put on the tefillin. Yeah, but if he's doubtful, maybe he'll have thoughts, maybe not, he'll have to put on the tefillin. Someone does not have the ability to buy tzitzis and tefillin, he's not obligated to go collect money for this. As opposed to charak lighting, which he is obligated to go collect money for this. Everyone has to light charak. Okay, but 1,000 tefillin, he's not obligated to collect money for this, but you should do everything you can to get it, or to borrow, or to lend from someone. To lend or to borrow, right? Borrow from someone. If he has money to buy either talis or tefillin, we said already he buys tefillin, and talis he'll borrow from someone. If he could buy only one tefillah, either the head or the hand, you should order the head and not the hand. The head is more important. And you put out only one. Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam tefillin or talis, doesn't make a difference, whichever one he can buy, and the other one he should borrow. Gemara says that anyone who reads Kirishma without tefillin on their head, it's as if he's saying a false testimony. Meaning, right, that when a person reads Kirishma, has to be with tefillin on his head. But if a person sees does not have his tefillin, or he does not have his tefillin on his head, and he sees that the time of Kirishma is passing, then he should read Kirishma. He can even pray without tefillin. And afterwards, when he has tefillin, he'll put down with the bracha and say Kirishma again. And if a person sees that he will have tefillin, he knows that he's going to get his tefillin before Kirishma and tefillah passes, but now there's a minion and later there's no minion, better off davening without a minion with tefillin at the right time than davening with a minion without tefillin. So I say that again, Yaakov? Mm-hmm. It's better to daven with a tefillin on your head, not without a minion, than to daven with a minion without tefillin, if it's the right time still. First is the time, and then is the tefillin without the minyan, and then is the minyan. That's the order. If a person did not have tefillin, and the tefillin came to him, someone brought him his tefillin, by yishtabach, after yishtabach, yeah, you know what that is, after sukkah zimah, by yishtabach, after yishtabach, he could put them on with the bracha, of course. If it's between Kaddish and Baruch Hu, you should wait till they say Baruch Hu, and then put them with the bracha. If it's after Baruch Hu, during his, the saying of the brachas of Kriyat Shema, then he waits till he finishes the bracha, the first bracha, let's say, and then puts that tefillin. Or the second bracha, and then puts it in. Or, yeah. If a person you guys put right before Shmon Esther, he puts an hour without a bracha and makes the bracha after Shmon Esther, because he can't say anything between Geula and Tefillah. He could put on your Tefillin if they came to you then, but you cannot say a bracha on the Tefillin. Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh are two separate mitzvahs. Therefore, if he has only one of them, no problem. He could put on only one of them. He's doing a mitzvah, putting on a Tefillin. Or let's say he has two tefillin, but he's not able to put it, because he has a wound here. He has a wound on his arm, or a wound on his head, put on his tefillin. Fine, so put on the other one. But if there's a difference, that if he puts it only tefillin shel rosh, he doesn't make le'aniach tefillin. He makes the bracha al mitzvah tefillin, like we say on the rosh. You're allowed to make a bracha on borrowed tefillin. You're not allowed to make a bracha on borrowed tzitzis, but on borrowed tefillin you're allowed to make a bracha, but you cannot make a bracha on stolen tzitzis. Stolen tefillin. Someone stole tefillin, or someone else stole tefillin, he's giving to you, so you're not allowed to make a bracha. Another thing, yeah. If a person is using someone's tefillin without him knowing, it's asur to make a bracha unless he sees that there's almost shkia, and then you'll have to make a bracha with us and then hope that the guy doesn't care. But he should make an effort to fold them and fix them to be exactly the way they were before he used them. So that was our halacha for today. Now we're going to learn.